Second Perek, Mishnah Dalid, another Mishnah in respect to what is considered a hefsek, a division between two fields. So the beginning of the Perek discussed in respect to Zeroyim, the grains. The last Mishnah was in respect to trees. Now we're discussing the Charuvim, carob trees. Carob trees we see in various places, and if anyone ever saw carob trees will see themselves. It's a very broad tree. It's a large tree and it spreads out over a large area. So it says, Kol HaRoyim Zeh, as long as a person stands by one of these trees, you can see the other one is considered one orchard of carob trees. Because of their nature, that's a very big tree. Rabbi Gamliel, Noyim HaYibes Abba, Noyim Peya Abba, Zazesim, Shoyel HaKol Ruach. He said that in respect to the olive trees that his father's household had, they would make one payah for every ruach, every direction, every side of the city. The eastern side and the western side. The eastern side would have one payah and the western side would have another. As far as these carob trees, he'd say like that, Tanakhama said, as long as one standing by one can see the other one, that's considered close enough to be considered one orchard. Rabbi Elizabeth Sadik, says in the name of Angamliam, Af lecharuvim shahoyo lehem b'chol ha'ir, that they would give one payah for all the charuvim that they have in the entire city, even if they do not see one another. So even if one is standing next to one of them, would not see the other one. Since they're in the same city, that's enough. The halacha is like the first opinion that charuvim considered one field, one orchard of charuvim, only if one can see one another.